It was the fall of 1987 when Judge Robert Bork got the thumbs down from the U.S. Senate for a spot on the Supreme Court. He remained a sitting judge for just a short time after that. Now Judge Bork is handing down opinions once again, only this time in a new book. Commentator Mickey Edwards has these thoughts on the matter.
A great many of my fellow conservatives were furious when the United States Senate rejected Robert Bork for a seat on the Supreme Court. That was nearly 10 years ago, and Judge Bork is again reminding us just how fortunate we are that he is not sitting on the court deciding what is and is not constitutional. What Mr. Bork wants to do now, apparently, is to begin imposing censorship, never mind what the First Amendment says, and to start chopping away at the constitutional separation of powers. Back when Mr. Bork was on the Court of Appeals, he was considered something of a conservative hero, criticizing activist judges, attacking liberals, and coming to the attention of Ronald Reagan, who nominated him for the Supreme Court. When liberal senators attacked him and succeeded in defeating the nomination, the technique they used came to be known as Borking. What they did, of course, was read what he had written and use his own words against him. Bork had criticized the federal courts for what he called creating new rights that weren't in the Constitution, the so-called right of privacy, for example, which raised a serious question about whether Mr. Bork, who wanted to interpret the Constitution, had ever even read it. We conservatives have generally preferred judges who took the Constitution at its word, strict constructionists, and the Constitution is very clear. It doesn't give us our rights as citizens. They're ours to begin with, and they remain ours unless the Constitution specifically delegates them to the government. If Judge Bork didn't understand this, he needed only to read the 9th and 10th Amendments. I assumed back then that Judge Bork had been misquoted, and so I asked him at breakfast one morning whether he had really said that all the rights we really have are the ones spelled out in the Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and so forth. His answer was yes, that's what he believes. To drive the point home, Judge Bork now, in his new book Slouching Towards Gomorrah, goes even farther and suggests that because there is a lot of obscenity afoot in the country these days, what we need is a little censorship. Not only that, but he wants to give the Congress the right, by simple majority vote, to just overrule any Supreme Court decision it doesn't like. Instead of protecting the rights of the individual, as the Constitution intended, we would impose a tyranny of the masses. Judge Bork is entitled to his opinion, of course, but he is certainly not a conservative, and we are fortunate indeed that he is not a member of the Supreme Court.
Mickey Edwards was a Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government in Cambridge, Massachusetts.